officer's report.
Very brief. Just to point out that there's a written article in the written executive officer's report on the Russian River blue-green algae conditions from this past summer, and wanted to let you know that as one follow-up to the blue-green algae conditions in the Russian River, but also the fact that we're seeing this in other water bodies throughout the region, in more incidences of blue-green algae blooms. Our staff are going to be coordinating a staff workshop on the topic. It's going to be essentially a two-day or start one afternoon and go into the following day. The first day will be an open invitation on just kind of the state of the science of what's known about the water quality and environmental factors that are contributing to blue-green algae blooms, and then about the human health and environmental threats associated with algal toxins. So the first part is more informational. The second day is going to be with the public health agencies of the counties and state to talk about the state of the science with regard to establishing public health noticing guidelines. So we're coordinating with there's a statewide working group, the California Harmful Algal Bloom Working Group. So we're coordinating with that working group as we're developing this workshop. And then we will present as part of an informational item to the board on the key outcomes of that staff workshop.
When do you envision that's going to happen, Matt?
Well, we're thinking that the workshop will be towards the end of February.
And that's here?
Don't know yet. It's going to be somewhere within our region, certainly.
Let us know, please.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
And I had a question as well, looking at that article. It mentioned a couple different times the twofold purpose of the workshop, which seemed really about responses to when these things happen. And I was just wondering if there's discussion going on the front of if there's anything that can be done in the short term in terms of prevention of these conditions rather than just response to these conditions when they occur.
It's a great question. So, I mean, part of the desire to be thinking ahead of time about response is so that we don't get into the situation that we found ourselves in this year of coordinating with the county on, okay, here's the condition, what should be done about it? So it's to establish guidelines ahead of time. So as far as prevention, I mean, part of the first component of understanding the environmental risk factors is one of the purposes of that is to then identify, you know, what can be done about it. And so one of the factors is flow. And that we're, you know, I think one of the reasons that we're seeing increased incidents in the last number of years is because of reduced flows. And so this last item, I mean, it's all kind of connected because management of groundwater is related to surface water and hopefully promoting enhanced stream flows. So that's one example. But I agree with you. We need to be considering, you know, what are the things that we have control over to be preventing these algae blooms in the future.
And I just, oh, I'm sorry.
Before you move off the executive officer's report, I want to express a thanks to Craig and Rob Dickerson for putting together the McMinn fact sheet update. They just walked out. Actually, both of them, I saw them, and I meant to thank them earlier for that. But please extend the fact that they did that, and I appreciate that. I'm sure Dwayne DeWitt is thankful for that, and I know probably a lot of file review went into that bucket.
Yeah, and we provided the fact sheet to both the city of Santa Rosa and the county, and they were very appreciative as well. There's these ongoing discussions about Roseland annexation and all that. So
very
this
good.
Fact sheet, I think, it's going into good use.
Good.
That's great.
Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to call up the next item, board member request for future agenda items, if we're done. Okay, well, I just have a comment. The 2016 is going to be the year of the agenda, and we are going to get Elk done. We are going to get Russian River done. We are going to get the Smith River done. And I do think we need a sort of a emergency action plan on bark beetle. And I think we already have the environmental impact done that we did for fire, because they're essentially the same environmental issues. And I don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good on that. And I can tell you there was an unusual level at the state interest in what our board would develop that they could use elsewhere in the state. So,
okay. Great. Thank you.
Is there any regarding the December 10th retreat that's coming up? Can we expect to see an agenda, or is it going to be free form? What are you thinking?
Well, the chairman and I are going to meet after this meeting to discuss it further. We will certainly have an agenda going out. Actually, the agenda itself has been posted, I think, late yesterday or today, and the written materials are going to be pretty minimal, but those will be getting to you probably not until the first week in December, so the week after next. As far as structure, I mean, this is preempting the conversation that John and I will have later this afternoon, but generally I'm thinking that there will be a staff presentation that will kind of lay out some information about kind of our different programs, our funding levels, existing work commitments that we have to EPA, to the state board, commitments in our own work plans, just to kind of lay the landscape of, you know, what are the resources we have, what are the commitments that we already have. I'd like to provide some an update on our strategic initiative teams that I rolled out to you last January that were a result of our visioning. Give a little brief update of those that team work. And then to have to kind of organize our discussion about to get your input to divide it into kind of programmatic issues. And so that's what I'll talk with John about, of how to kind of structure that. I don't want it to just be free-flowing. I want to give some structure to the brainstorm, but also allow for the opportunity for it to be somewhat organic as well, if that makes sense.
I believe we did previously circulate a proposed agenda. We did get board member comments on that. So that'll form the basis of it, but it's got to be what the board wants. So I'll send out an agenda, and if you think your key issue isn't on there, let me know, and we'll resend out another agenda, because it's got to work for the board. And I did think it was good to have a staff presentation on their strategic plan, because all your strategic planning books say you need to have staff and board on the same page. But that is not binding on us. It is what the board wants. It's a board planning session. And if you have something you want discussed, let me know either immediately or even after we publish the agenda, because it'll go on.
I'd like to, if that's an opportunity, but, you know, you just mentioned our role in the bark beetle. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that and maybe discuss that a little bit, because I'm not sure where the linkage is.
Well, we certainly could. I can just tell you, we had, when we were doing the conditional waiver to the Forest Service permit, about 14 days before that, we put in some provisions for emergency permits to try and deal with fires, because we don't really have a good process. I was hoping to build on that for bark beetles. And when I said that we don't want the perfect to get in the way of the good, I'm sure we're not going to do what we want to be in a year, but I do want us to get something, and that we have a process, because my worst fear is there's quite a bit of head of steam out of the governor's office, out of Cal Fire, and forestry, and we're just not able to respond. Yeah,
you're thinking in terms of if these landscapes, both public, well, we don't, at least on the public landscape, if they got into a heavy-handed salvage operation because of insect damage, we want to be able to respond to that. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you could provide a tremendous contribution on criteria or things you think need to go into an emergency review process as part of that. This is open, and I think you have an unusually good skill set to make that contribution.
I think he just drafted you up. Did you see that?
Yeah, I got that.
Right, and I think the other thing is I'm trying to get to staff the best bark beetle experts we can get in, well, in the world if we can, but certainly in the United States and California. So that'd be very helpful.
All we need is Don Owens. That's the guy we need.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, I hope he's in the mood to volunteer because, of course, we don't pay money. But we're good. But no, I think having some expertise would be very helpful because, and this is in all due respect up the political ladder, they're doing the best they can. They're very smart individuals. But this stuff, there's a lot of science behind it, and you need to consult with that. All right. If anybody says anything, we're adjourned.